Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, this Wednesday morning, we've got Nick joining us on second date update. Nick, how are you?
I'm okay. A little bummed out.
I can hear it in your voice. You're a little sad because you haven't heard anything back after your first date with Jamie. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I wish I knew what happened. I mean, We hung out a little over a week ago, and she hasn't returned any of my messages or calls or nothing.
All right, well, tell us what you did on the date. Let's see if we can track her down.
I mean, nothing really over the top. I mean, I didn't want to come on too strong, so we just went out for a few drinks.
Okay, so like a happy hour type deal. Did anything, strange happen that, you know, we think that Jamie wouldn't want to call you back?
I don't know. I mean, the bartender was pretty good looking, and she might have caught me checking her out. I don't know, though.
Right. Oh, you were staring at the bartender?
Not staring, just trying to get an occasional glance in.
And you think Jamie may have noticed you doing that? Why did?
I don't know if she did, but that's the only thing I can think of that might have been a turn off.
Did her mood change at any point in time, or is like, hey,
eyes over here?
Yeah, I'm the one you're on the date with, or anything? Or no?
Okay. Nothing like that. No.
Right. Anything else?
No. I'm just puzzled. I don't know what it could possibly be.
Okay. And what is it, Nick, about Jamie? Why do you want to see her again so badly for a second date?
I don't know. I just really enjoyed talking to her. She's a great conversationalist, super smart, and also very funny. And also, I really admire what she does. She works in a nonprofit and helps people, and I really admire that.
Okay. Cool. Well, here's what we're going to do. As you know, Nick, we're going to call Jamie. If she answers, agrees to come on with us, hopefully try to figure out why she's not getting back to you. I hope it's not the bartender.
Me too.
Reason? Because yeah. I think it'll be over fast. But who knows? There's got to be a reason. So let's figure it out together. And you hold on. We'll come back next. 3 minutes. Second half. Second date update. Here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Nick and Jamie met up for drinks. Had a great time. Great conversation. But did Nick get busted for checking out the bartender on that first date? We'll find out maybe from Jamie when we call her here in just a moment. But here's what Nick was saying, why he wants to see Jamie again.
I don't know. I just really enjoy talking to her. She's super smart and also very funny. I admire what she does. She works a nonprofit and helps people. And I really admire that.
So a couple of texts since that first date, but nothing back from Jamie. So let's find out why.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jamie, please?
Yes, this is she.
Yeah. Hi, Jamie. Bear with me for a second. It's not a sales call or anything like that. We're actually on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. It's Thunder and PT. And we're asking you if you would have a moment to talk to us. This is a segment we do every morning at this time called Second Date Update. We were wondering if you had, we're just going to come out and say it or ask you this. If you had any plans on calling Nick back for a second date, because he's been trying to contact you.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's wondering what you thought of the date, you know, just, what happened?
Okay, yeah, this is so embarrassing.
Okay, so he just wants to know if he did something wrong, Jamie, because he would love to see you.
Yeah, no, he didn't do anything wrong. He said he doesn't want to have kids.
Okay, and you obviously...
Something in your future, probably.
Yeah, you obviously want to.
Yes. I mean, I'm, not next week, but eventually, yes.
So did this come up? We talked to Nick a few minutes ago. Did this come up on the date?
oh, we were talking about our families, and his family has a lot of kids. And he was just like, well, thank God I'm never having kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, why not? And yeah. he was just like, well, I don't want to spend 18 years of my life, you know, being responsible for children.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's true that, you know, having kids is not for everybody.
Right. So then, and I totally understand. But it is something that I want.
Okay. And you obviously made that pretty clear to him then, like on your date or, you know.
Or did you just not want to?
Yeah. It was on my profile and it wasn't on his profile. And then... Yeah, I feel like it should have been.
Listen, Jamie, I'm not here to make this any more awkward, but Nick contacted us and he loved his first day with you and had a great time. And I know he'd love to see you again. And maybe this is a misunderstanding. And would you allow us to conference Nick in? Because I think he's listening on the other line, and he, I'm sure, would have something he'd like to add to this or say in his defense. If you just had one more moment this morning, would you consider that?
Sure.
Good. Thank you. Please stay with us. Yeah. Hold on right there. Hey, Nick, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Nick. We're back on. Were you able to hear Jamie right there, Nick?
I was. Yeah, Jamie. I didn't know you were so serious about having kids and what... Why didn't you say something then?
Hey, I didn't want to get into it like on a first date. You know, it seemed like that would be a bit much.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't want to have them. I just can't see myself as a dad.
Well, I'm
sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I am ultimately looking for someone who would want to raise children with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
I understand.
Jamie told us, Nick, and you were listening. She said she put this on her dating profile. You don't have anything about kids or anything. I know that sometimes, depending on what site you're on, that is one of the questions that is asked. But you knew this about Jamie. I mean, if you had done a little research or read her profile a little closer, you'd realize that she wanted to have kids.
Yeah, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes they can change their mind, though.
Well, but then you could change your mind, too. Like, because, you know, you're deciding you don't want to have kids, but maybe that changes when if and when you'd have a relationship with Jamie or anybody else.
I've just seen what my friends go through, and it's just horrific, honestly.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, yeah, Jamie, I understand your frustration because you put this on your profile and Nick obviously missed
right.
it. So it's kind of like a waste. Did you feel like, wow, this whole thing is kind of a waste of time?
Yeah, after that, absolutely.
Yeah,
but before that, you were enjoying it.
Yeah.
I guess the question is here, can you just go out and date if one person doesn't want to have kids? Is that just absolutely a deal breaker from the very start? Or do you kind of pursue it and just kind of see where it goes?
Right.
And for you, Jamie, absolutely, that's a no. No, I don't want to waste my time with anybody who doesn't want to have children. Why would I waste my time on any guy and going out with them when the guy that does want to have children might be right around the corner?
Yeah, absolute. It's not worth my time.
Okay. All right, Nick. Well, there you have it. If you would have read the profile a little closer, you would have known this was going to come from Jamie. And there may be something to, you know, maybe Jamie should have asked you before she wasted her time on going out on a date.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying, but, you know, sometimes, I mean, you can practice like you're going to have kids.
Okay. I don't think that was, maybe it was
Jamie,
somebody.
I mean, you know, you mentioned that it's like kind of a difficult topic to bring up, but I think you can just say like, hey, like, I want to have kids. You don't want to have kids. Sorry, it didn't work out. Like, split the bill and then peace out. Like, Jamie, I don't think you need to ghost him anybody in the future. If they don't want to have kids, you can tell them that.
I mean, it's a no from me, so I actually have to get to work.
Yeah, sorry, Jay. Hey, listen, we appreciate you both. This was a tough one this morning. Nick, you got your answer. Jamie, thank you so much for picking up and telling us. And I think the question might be, if you don't want to have kids, do you need to put that on your dating profile?
You might cut down on some wasted dates like this one.
But I think maybe Jamie should have said somewhere on that profile or her profile on this dating site, which seemed to be more for relationships than just maybe hooking up. Don't bother contacting me if you don't want to have children.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, again, from the show that never makes babies, thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.